This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and EO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for helping keep America free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, the bus drivers, all the roughnecks working in the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, and everybody out there that keeps America rolling along. Thank you very much for what you do. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then jump on into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. All right, we've got from the Underground USA podcast, Mr. Frank Salvato. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I want to start out by, first of all, saying hello to all my veteran brothers and sisters, and thank you very much for all the comments and all the concerns that you've had over what we're going to talk about initially, and that is General Mike Flynn, who at one time actually was one of our own down here out of CENTCOM. Now, why did the feds go after General Flynn in the first place, Frank?
Well, the bottom line on this one is that the feds were corrupt and they politicized their own process.
Okay.
That's the bottom line. This is a culmination of years and years and years, starting with the Clinton administration, where they politicized the DOJ and the FBI to the point where they became political weapons for the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've noticed that the newly revealed texts of yesterday showed that Strzok and Page had altered the Flynn interview notes, and things have been totally put in a different direction, and that Strzok had actually kept the case open so that they couldn't get in there and find out what some of the documents were all about. And Sidney Powell, the attorney, kudos to her, because she is going to nail them to the wall. She's the right person, the right place at the right time.
When you've got federal agents who are supposed to be investigating and finding out the facts, manipulating testimony and words to create their own narratives, this is the ultimate example of the politicalization of an investigative body. These two people, and I don't care if they turn state's evidence and 900 more people get implicated, they need to spend time behind bars.
Yep. Yep, you're right.
Now, if they don't, then we absolutely, not a two-tiered justice system anymore, a three-tiered justice system where the majority of the American people are now serfs to the elitist class.
Yep. Now, we've got 31 states over the next 14 days that are opening up in some form or shape for more business. Apparently, right now, the NASCAR folks are coming back on May the 17th, minus fans in the stand, but they're going to have 7 races in 10 days with the different divisions that they have right after that. And we've been told basketball, they'd love to play NBA basketball, but the players don't want to play in front of an empty house, so we'll see how that goes. Baseball, they're working on that right now, same thing, no fans in the stand. And we're also hearing hockey might be the same way too.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going all in with Elon Musk on this one. If you don't give people their 100% freedom back, then you are committing a crime against the Constitution. Enough of this garbage. Okay, you've got industries right now that are going to be affected. It's never going to look the same if we play by this new normal. Sweden did not play by this new normal.
No.
And they've got their herd immunity already. We went all pansy on this because Dr. Fauci and Dr. Brix, just the sky is falling and Chicken Little is out there. We should have been protecting the vulnerable and allowing the people who were too scared to go out to stay home. But we shut down an economy and we've changed everything, including erasing all the gains we've made since Barack Obama destroyed the economy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's time to stop this stuff, and it's time to get back to regular normal, not the new normal. Otherwise, our economy is going to take decades to get back. And believe me, if you want to see the change, go back into a restaurant once they open, because
yeah,
it's never going to look like you remember it.
No, and by the way, the World Health Organization agrees now that the Swedish model was the way to go.
Oh, wow, really? what did we say from the very beginning?
He said exactly that. Uh-huh.
Wash your hands, cover your mouth, keep a little distance between yourself, but go about your business and
sure,
don't be afraid.
Yep.
Instead, the entire media complex said, you've got to hunker down and make sure that you prolong this thing so we can't affect herd immunity. Mm-hmm. And people were buying it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, if they're getting at it a little bit late in the process, so they're going to see some numbers that may be a little bit radical compared to what they think, because down here in Florida, I don't know about other states, but down here in Florida, every 2 weeks they're going to revisit the numbers to see if they can go one step further.
Well, a friend of mine brought up a great point last night. He said, how are we supposed to get to numbers that will allow us to open when we double the number of tests every day?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And when I come back, folks, more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA. And Steve, Steve in Thailand is going, amen to that, Frank. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. They are by far, in my humble opinion, one of the best automobile dealers anywhere in the country, and I've done business with a lot of them over the years. Now, our studio is named after them, the Moss Family Automotive Studio. And let me tell you something. If you are a veteran, active duty military, first responder, active or retired, a pastor, or a military family member, then I want you to stop by Moss Nissan, one of the dealerships, to get your vehicle serviced, oil change, whatever it is you need to have. Maybe your air conditioner needs to be recharged, because you're going to get a 15% discount. Nobody else is doing that. Nobody. But they are, and it'll save you a bunch of money. And that's one thing we do for the people here on the radio show, is help you save money. Now, every Moss Nissan dealership is scrubbed stem to stern, and they are by far some of the most sterile dealerships in the town. Now, you can go to the one in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, up the one in Crystal River on US 19, and of course the two dealerships side by side at 11001 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, the Moss Nissan dealership and the Moss Acura dealership. And remember, you serve, you save. Everybody that's been in the military or first responder or a pastor, veterans too, guess what? You get a chance to get the dealer pricing substantially reduced. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get a $500 reduction off your certified pre-owned or new car too. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All righty, Frank Silvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast. Okay, besides Steve in Thailand chiming in, Frank, we had Sandy in Wisconsin chime in and say, truth is rare, but you can find it here on this show. Well, thank you very much, Sandy. We try, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny what happens when you do your research on a story instead of just reading the headlines like CNN.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Justice Department has seen cases of early fraud signs of early fraud in the PPP loan flurry, and it's coming pretty much from the banks and who they might have been lending the money to, and maybe that's why they backed the big banks off and allowed the smaller banks to do this last round of loans, you think?
No, it would have to be. And if anybody didn't see grafting in the system coming from 1,000 miles away, then you really, really need to go see the eye doctor. You know, this is one of those times when you've got, I file this under the blind squirrel finding the nut on occasion. You have to give Democrats kudos on this one when they said, boy, you better have an oversight system in place for this one 10 times harder than you've got. And small businesses have felt this from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm even kind of appalled that we're looking at a cap of $20 million on these loans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should have started on the bottom first. Do you know what 25 grand would have done for a mom and pop shop?
Yeah, would have kept it going.
They would have kept it going. Mm-hmm. The small independent restaurants, they would have gotten on their knees and prayed to the sky and thanks.
You bet.
For 25 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you've got corporations, you know, saying I need $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
This was meant to be chunks of like $25,000, maybe $50,000 to help keep Main Street alive, and you've got these grafting reprobates manipulating the system for their own personal gain. And I think those people not only should be fined monetarily, we should look at prosecutions into this for some jail time.
Well, get ready for Nancy Pelosi, because in round number four that she's got coming, the phase four stimulus, as she's calling it, she wants $1 trillion specifically for state and local aid.
Nope. I you know what? I like the idea, again, blind squirrel finding a nut. I'm all in on Mitch McConnell on this one. If you are Illinois, New York, or California, and you are trying to game this system in order to patch up financial shortfalls that you've brought upon yourself with tens and sometimes hundreds of billions of dollars of debt, you've got to commit, do bankruptcy.
Yeah. Yeah. Gee, the firefighters union pension?
Hey, yeah.
Remember the Teamsters when they were the first ones around?
Yeah.
And they told you had to wait till age 70 and a half to get the pension. Remember that?
Well, this is happening more and more to everybody.
You know why that was, though, don't you? They didn't have the money.
the entire state pension system in Illinois is running on air.
Correct.
You know, so what, we're going to give you coronavirus money so you can do your payroll and borrow against it from the general fund? I don't think so.
Yep. Now, the president is preparing retaliatory actions against China. What's that mean?
Well, I'm much to my chagrin, and looking at what Larry Kudlow said, they're not going to be nationalizing some of the debt that we have from them. You know, that really disappoints me. We should be looking at what the bill is for their misdeeds, whether purposeful or not, and taking it off the top of what we borrowed from them.
It's a lot more than what we owe them, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, I don't know why we're not considering that, because they haven't given a damn about what they've done to our economy, and it's put it not only on the brakes, but it's really put it off the rails, and they should have to pay for something like that, because they completely mismanaged what they did. If it was an accident,
mm-hmm.
and if it was on purpose, it was an act of war.
Yeah, you are so right with that one, and we don't know, and hopefully we'll find a little bit more as things progress. Now, folks, I am talking to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, and, of course, a lot of you have known that Frank and I have been on the air together for just about 20 years now, and way back in the day when you were on Fox News with Bill O'Reilly, that's when it all started. I remember that.
Yeah, it goes back to 2001.
So let's talk about somebody that's going to probably make a little bit of history and raise some ratings today for Morning Joe, and that's Joe Biden. He's going to be on with Morning Joe, and he's going to try to set the record straight about whatever it is he did or didn't do with, we'll just call her Tara.
Well, and I'd also like him to address the 7 other women who've come forward to say that he acted inappropriately with them sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, let's talk about all of the film out there about the women pulling away from him because he's got to keep their hands on him. Mm-hmm. He's admitted in a statement before, when people brought up this stuff to him before he announced for his presidential run, mm-hmm. that he admits he may have been more amorous than he should be, and he'll try and do mm-hmm. better. So we're already at a position of guilt here.
Yep. Okay, let's drift to the phone lines because I don't have a lot of time left. Is this Ian?
Yeah.
I got a minute, so make it quick. Go ahead.
Of course they don't give a damn about us, the Chinese. And the reason why there's still, apparently, my take, there's still enough people in the United States that got political power that still want to trade with China and make money. And they care more about making money than they care about the U.S. of A. And as far as I'm concerned, the Wu flu, they just did a beta test and a trial run on us. Expect more from our friends over there. Thanks. Bye.
All right. And by the way, Frank, we had a call from Valdosta, from a listener going back home from work, and he was telling us that they had 25,000 people that had been tested, and 10% tested positive, and they only had eight cases in his town.
Tested positive for the antibodies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So that's a little bit different. That means the herd immunity is starting because people have been interacting with people at the Walmarts, just not at restaurants and other pub places.
Yep. So that's one example where again, that's the case is proven. And we've been talking about it since day one. And again, the only reason I talked about it is because of all the experience that you had and I had with all those tabletop exercises and all that stuff we did, the pandemic, the biochemical and biotech and nuclear drills and all that stuff that we did, which was all part of the national drill that we did every year. Remember we did a national drill every year?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. They don't
Absolutely.
Do.
And they talked about shelf life of stuff with herd immunity generation.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know why we deviated from decades of knowledge that we had just because Dr. Fauci, the elf man, got behind the microphone and decided, we've got to quarantine everybody. Don't touch anything. Mm-hmm. This guy's done more to destroy the United States than even a military confrontation has done.
Yep, you're right. And finally, a national gun rights group is threatening the state of Florida with a lawsuit over stopping the online concealed carry permits. That's Nikki Fried that did that. Of course, you can't go into the clerk's office and get it done anymore. It's all done online, but she removed that from online because she said she didn't have the personnel.
Yeah, this is the woman who insisted on putting her picture on the tags that go onto the gas pump.
That's right.
Talk about a megalomaniac. I think she should just settle down.
Or maybe she should be voted out of office next time around because look what you got.
That would be good.
Yep. All right. All right. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday. Another great stimulating conversation. A lot of people making a lot of comments, and they're all good.
Excellent. I love to hear it.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. That's our good friend Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. And coming up next, we've got Patrick Hyland on sports. And, oh, by the way, don't forget that it's all about we the people here on this program. There's no I, me, or mine, what I do. And we do what we do for you. And that's why some of the people you hear me talking about are the people that can help you. And I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 6 weeks after stay-at-home orders were put in place, a majority of states are lifting or easing restrictions. Minnesota is set to expire Monday, but they're being extended. The governor is going to allow retailers and other businesses to do what he's letting restaurants do. They can have pickup and deliveries.
And I'm trying the best I can to give the data based on the science, pushing the envelope as close as I can to opening things up.
Jobless claims over the past month and a half are up to more than 30 million. Economist Joel Naroff.
The economy is slowly being reopened, and that will put some people back to work. The biggest concern, though, right now, is that some firms that have held out cutting their workforces are now throwing in the towel. And state and local governments, whose budgets have been devastated, are also in downside mode.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just a tad bit up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to them. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at FunWellBaby.com. That's FunWellBaby.com. Now, their products that they have are all backed with a money-back satisfaction guarantee. They've got SPF 50 sun hats, and for you grandmas and grandpas out there, this is something good for the little ones, because reusable swim diapers, wet bags are part of what they have. Their baby products last for years due to their adjustability and the size. Small SPF 50 hats fits most children newborn to 2 years, and the size large fits most children 2 to 8 years old. Now, the same reusable swim diaper fits most babies and toddlers the entire time they need a swim diaper due to the adjustability they have, 8 to 36 pounds. And all you got to do is go over to FunWellBaby.com and use the coupon code CAPTAIN15 for $15 off a $30 purchase. And as always, orders over $35 are going to ship free. Now, this offer will expire on May the 7th, so jump on the bandwagon now. That's FunWellBaby.com and use the coupon code CAPTAIN15 for $15 off a purchase of $30. And remember, anything over $35 ships free. And by the way, the picture on there, that's my little buddy Emmett. When you see that, that's the captain's uncle group down there. All right, Patrick Hyland. Patrick Hyland is with us, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. And what's going on there, Mr. Quarterback?
I'll tell you what's going on. 2 weeks from Sunday, we're going to see some racing in Darlington. NASCAR is coming back.
That's called a firecracker. Firecracker 400.
There you go, man. It's a beautiful thing, Captain.
Yeah.
Finally watched a live sporting event, and I'm very excited about that, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Interesting news in the football world, NFL. The Bengals released quarterback Dalton, Andy Dalton, after 9 seasons, the TCU product, the Horned Frog. And I thought they'd trade him before they released him. Now I think he's going to go down to Jacksonville and get together with Jay Gruden, his former offensive coordinator, Cincinnati, former Washington Redskins head coach, and see if he, him and Gardner Minshew will battle for the starting position down there. It's what I think is going to happen, and we'll see if that does occur. I think that would be a good move.
That's what I heard earlier in the week when they heard, I heard the rumors that they were talking about releasing him because that would get them out of that salary situation, and then he signs down there with Jacksonville. And he could do, I think he'll do well in Jacksonville, and I think he will give that guy a run for his money as a starting quarterback.
Yep, I think you're 100% right. And, I'm looking to see what happens. He's a nice young man. The red rifle. We joke around and call him the red pelican lately, but, he saw a little gas in the tank. We'll see what happens. The other thing about the NFL, Captain, that's interesting. If college football gets delayed, they're talking about playing games on Saturday. I think that's a smart move.
Yeah.
I hope the audience thinks so. What do you think?
Well, I don't mind that at all. And college football, the problem is going to be they don't want to play, the college football teams don't want to play in front of an empty stadium because their revenue is not just television. It's what they sell in those stadiums with 100,000 people in there, right?
Yes, very much so. If the kids are back in school, maybe you can make an argument to play the games. But if the kids aren't back in school, then that's kind of tough to justify playing college football.
Well, there is a proposal. California is one of them. There's half a dozen states that want to put the kids back in school during the summertime. All right? They want to put them back in school during the summertime and through right into the fall so that the parents can go back to work.
Well, there's some truth to that, too, Kev. But, I mean, what have we been doing the last, half a century? Kids have been getting out of school, from June 1st all the way up to about the middle of August. Mm-hmm. So it used to be till after Labor Day.
Well,
so,
let's talk.
Used to that.
Let's talk a little bit about the NBA. The NBA and the owners and the execs, they want to play basketball. They want to get out there and play basketball for a month or two, and they don't care if there's fans in the stand or not because they got that big television contract. And the players' union's going, nope, we aren't going to play unless there's people in the stands.
No, that's silly. I mean, you play the game because you love it. You get to play a kid's game and make millions of dollars. And if you have to just play without fans, I mean, sorry. It's a practice game, then, if you want to look at it that way, but it means something. So, there's so many ways to look at it. I mean, is it going to take away from it? Yeah, because the home field advantage will be lost, Captain. But that's just the breaks of where we are right now. But I think they should start June 1st myself and play through July and make it a shortened season for hockey and basketball and find a champion that way.
Now, the only season that's going to remain the same is probably football, pro football, right?
I would think so, Captain, the NFL. But the question's going to be this. I mean, do you think, this is a great question for you and the audience, do you think, let me ask you this, Captain. I'll give you 2 free tickets to September 7th to go to the Bucs game. Are you going to the game?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. That's good to know. I would too. But are you 1,000 people going to feel that way?
Probably that's not, the because question. they're still afraid. And see, this is the thing. The fear factor that's out there for people to even come out of their house and go down the street to go get their mail because it's in a mailbox 100 yards away. I mean, you ought to see the people. If anybody, I've seen it in my neighborhood because the mailbox for us is over at what we call our clubhouse. And people that go over there to get their mail, if there's somebody walking down the street, they will actually either stop or go around the corner and wait for people to walk by before they'll come back out and walk. That's crazy.
No, it really is, Captain.
They are scared to death.
And that's what we're going to have to find out and see what happens come Labor Day.
Now, the younger folks ain't going to happen. They're going to be out there just doing what they do.
Yeah, well, they proved that before, and they're going to do it again because they feel they can beat it. They feel they're Superman, indestructible. So, last but not least on this front and the sports front, the Tampa Bay Rays become first major league team to furlough employees. So, I'm curious how many other teams are going to follow suit of that one, Captain. What do you think?
I've heard that there's going to be more coming because they don't have much of any choice except for maybe the Yankees. That's a full-time, year-long project at Yankee Stadium. And maybe teams like the Phillies and Baltimore and Boston, you know, the old-time established teams where they actually have something going on because of the museums they got there. Now, does this mean that they're not going to open the museum at the Trop?
That's still up in the air.
Because they just gave the libraries and museums, quote, museums, permission to open up again at 25% capacity.
Okay, so that's how they're going to do it, I guess, probably 10 at a time or 8 at a time, something like that. So,
whatever.
Yeah, it's just, I just can't wait till this all gets over, Captain. I don't know, I'm not the only one.
Every 2 weeks in the state of Florida, they're going to be re-looking at the situation and looking at the numbers to see where they're at to see if they can do just a little bit more. Now, give us a scope on what it is you do, sir.
Well, I help out people with their insurances, Captain, and I'd love to meet with people, but I can't do that right now. But you can call me on the phone. Please call me on the phone at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the full month of May. Happy May 1st to everybody. You have the whole month of May.
Mayday.
Mayday, my man. Whole month of May, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, to switch to another Medicare Advantage plan if you're not happy with your current one. And I can show you how to do that, and I can help you. This isn't a bad time to look at getting yourself some additional life insurance because they have been more lenient on the regulations and the underwriting, Captain, during this COVID-19 pandemic. And that's another thing you can do to help yourself out if you're a little questionable on your height and weight, your health. This might be the best time for you to purchase additional life insurance to help you out, and I can show you how to do that also. And any veterans out there, if you need any help, any assistance with a lot of programs and issues, I can possibly help you out. Can't guarantee it. But give me a call. See if I can help you all out, too. As you know, Captain, I help out civilians and veterans all the time with their insurance needs. And just like I've done for you and many of our friends, I will see you tomorrow at the golf course. That'll be a good time. And anybody wants to come see us out there at Tarpon Woods Golf Course, come by and say hello.
At Patriots Bar and Grill, run by Craig Gross.
Beautiful. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Give me a call today. I'd love to hear from you.
See you tomorrow. Yeah. All right. And by the way, Craig Gross, everybody knows who he is. The old Frankie's Patriot Barbecue and Grill is open at Tarpon Woods. And Patriots Bar and Grill is the name of it. I'll be there tomorrow for lunch. He's got an outdoor seating location. You can go there and sit outdoors, and I'll be right back.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Brought to you by the Tampa Bay Freedom Boat Club. Now, today, Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny. It's going to be a pretty good day out there. We'll have a northwest breeze with gusts 10 to 15 miles an hour, but it'll be sporadic. We'll have a light chop most of the day, sea 1 to 2, 2 to 4 on the waves. The Gulf water temperature 79 degrees. The bay water temperature 78 degrees. And we had our low tide at 4:03 a.m. Most of you didn't even know that, did you? And our high tide comes during lunch hour today, 12:13 p.m. So, keep that in mind as we motivate along. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, I will tell you that there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitized, and boy, is it. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you know, that 6 feet space and all that, how about considering boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything? Load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitized too.
Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign trip or that domestic vacation, or maybe you were going to go out in the RV across country during the summer and you got a little bit of cash left over, why not invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy our beautiful waterways all year long? Now, I've been around the Freedom Boat Club since 1989 when my wife and I came down here for a week at a time, and then it became 2 weeks at a time, and then it became a month at a time, and then after I got hurt, I retired from the fire service. Well, actually, I got retired because I couldn't do my job anymore, and retired down here to Florida 2002. But that's what we did, and we were very familiar. We were members down there in Venice, Florida. That's where we started. Then we went up to Sarasota. And then here I am up here now in Tampa. But if you want to check it out, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is one of the things that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, whatever it is, and a minute you're out on the water soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So give the Freedom Boat Club a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. They've got 213 locations across the country. Somewhere across the country, you have a Freedom Boat Club right near where you're listening to me now. Now, if you join right now, you get a month's free off your membership fees, and you get $1,000 off your one-time membership initiation fee. So that's the Freedom Boat Club. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Check them out online, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. Let me see here. All right, is this Todd?
Let's get down to business, boss. Again, to the 63 million of us who voted for Donald Trump, I'm counting on the Lord Jesus Christ, the warrior king, who beat everybody last time in 2016. I'm not counting on anything else. I'm counting on the Holy Spirit to move people to see what your idiot Democrat governor and Cuomo, I'm from the Bronx, New York, and then I moved to Long Island when I was a little kid, okay? And so there you go. You ran New York in the ground, and Rick Scott, you finally became a senator when you called out Cuomo for running his nonsense in the ground. Why do you think everyone's leaving New York and coming down here at all to the southeast? Because you kill them with your taxes and you run, and now you want us to bail you out? No, I'm not giving you a dime. I'm paying the first responders and everyone the captain says, and nobody else gets a freaking dime, okay? That's the bottom line. Donald, your focus is on the election, okay? The Democrats don't want to work this week. The American people want to go back to work, okay? And we're going back to work. Let me tell you something. You go back to work whether your governor says yes or no, okay? We stand with the cops and we stand with the first responders, but we don't stand with arresting people in Michigan for working and putting food on the table for their families, okay? And Donald, you better toughen up here because the left is coming with everything they got. Tom Brady can't pick up the blitz like this. Now, we got to get to work and go to work and get to work and get people back to work, get this country back, and focus okay on the election in Jesus' name. Let's go to work. Thank you.
All right, Todd Tampa, and fired up this morning. He'd been trying to get in here a couple times, and I wasn't able to take him because of the guests we had and the call, but I appreciate the fact he was able to get back. And, you know, you got to think rationally here, folks, and rationally is, number one, your wallet. How much of this can you take? I don't know too many people, and I know a lot of people that have small businesses. That's number one. All right. I appreciate the fact that we have a lot of sponsors on this program. And I appreciate the fact that a lot of you support the sponsors on this program. Because right now, those sponsors need your support. They need your support. I'm not telling you got to go to Moss Nissan and buy a car, but how about going there and getting in service? And if you happen to be, you serve, you save, you're going to get a 15% discount in your service. How about that? All right? How about the Freedom Boat Club? When we talk to you about them, you're going to get a discount there. How about anybody that we talk about here in the program? Balance of Nature. I didn't tell you, but you're going to get a 35% discount right off the bat, and because they're going to ask you where you heard the show, and that's what they do. The first order, you get a nice discount. But all these different things that we tell you about, the coupon codes and all that sort of stuff, they're helping you, so you need to help them. That's what makes America go. And to the first responders that listen to this program, you know where my heart is. You can do no wrong. Police, fire, EMS. It's a tough job. I did it for a number of years. I did it till I couldn't do it anymore physically. I wished I could have. I wish I could have stayed. So I did something differently. I became someone that worked with the civilians that went into emergency management, the CERT teams, and trained a lot of people that way. Was very happy to do it. But we, the people, need to work together on this. We need to get back to work. We know that. We need to get our businesses open. We know that. We need to do what we can to see to it that we don't make this thing get any worse, because the people on the other side of the aisle, this has been a concerted effort by some to bring down a presidency and everybody that supports him, and they think that they got it made in the shade, but I'll tell you what, they don't, because we know what they're doing. We know what they're doing, and it's not going to work, not on my watch. I'm not going to let him get away with this. So, 31 states set to reopen over the next 14 days. Restaurants opening up 25% capacity in most of the parts of Florida. However, up in the panhandle, they're going with 50% because they don't have the problem up there, and their local officials said they could do that. Now, the restaurants will be putting in more outdoor seating where they can. In some cases, they're going to get a permit to do it, like the sidewalk cafes. Also, NASCAR starting up May 17th, be able to watch it again. No fans in the stands, but 7 races the first 10 days, so you'll be busy with that. NBA, well, the execs and the owners want to play, but the players don't want to play in empty stands. And MLB is working on something. We'll see what that something's going to be, maybe starting up in July. And I'm going to make a prediction right now. July 4th will be the reopening of America. July 4th will be the reopening of America. America's birthday. We're going to just light it up from Washington, D.C. to anywhere else in the country. Now, I want to remind everybody before we have to go about my buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, because, again, they are a very loyal business partner of ours. We've known them for years. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, all their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds. Go try to find that at one of the other places. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And again, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, a proud American business. That big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam that's red, white, and blue, the American flag too out front. You see that, you know you're in the right place. Alrighty, Captain's America Third Watch signing out for today and for the week. Catch me on the weekend show all around the country. Different places, different times. But you have a great day. For the states that are opening up today, way to go. For the states opening up Monday, way to go. And a lot of people will be roaming around with things to do this week. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless America. And I'll see y'all on the weekend show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.